Zimwolf, Are You Blog Podcast, episode 10. On this week's episode of the Zimwolf, Are You Blog Podcast, Zimwolf will explain his life so far and his recent medical operation. He will also share links to various websites of certain interests. He will also rant on the recent downsizing of the Electronic Entertainment Expo, also known as E3. All this and more on the Zimwolf Audio Blog Podcast. The music for this podcast is by Kanto 6 and is from the PodSafe Music Network. Please pay a visit to music.podshow.com for more information. And now, here's a guy who recently had a scalpel shoved up his...
Dupa Raleigh. Dupa.
Here is... Silverwolf!
Hello, and welcome to the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast. I am Silverwolf, and this, of course, is episode 10. My first actual milestone. The first episode doesn't really count. Anyway... First off, my life so far. Well, I had an operation. That's about it. Everything else about my life so far, it's nothing but just lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Man, I can't believe I actually said that. But anyway, I was just lying in my bed, in front of my computer, looking at my email, looking at various websites of certain interests, and just watching various DVDs, including an anime called Excel Saga, My Dementia, Red vs. Blue, all these DVDs that I had, and just lying in bed, because this pad I still have right now, you know, let me just explain the operation that I had, and you can probably figure this out. Not too long ago, actually, it was roughly around near the end of the school year, my freshman year. I just came back from watching a movie with a few of my friends, and then as soon as I got in my dorm, and as soon as I was about to change to go to bed, I found a little red spot in my pants. And when I found out what it was, it's not just, you know, some jerk just tossed ketchup on me or something. It was blood. And it came from my back. Yeah. That's right. Just the very, very low section of my back. And this is not the first time this has happened. I thought it was just a simple little pimple that keeps on popping, but it's just been bleeding for so long, I've been wondering, what the heck is this? So, I made an appointment with my doctor. He checked it out, and it wasn't a pimple. It was a cyst. A freaking cyst. What luck do I have? So, he recommends that I get this removed as soon as possible before it gets a lot worse. Because a cyst is almost like, you know, having wisdom teeth. It may be, you know, okay at first, but it does get a lot worse as time goes by, so I need to remove this as soon as possible. Well, because of, you know, family parties and going to New York and Pennsylvania and summer school, this whole operation has to wait a little bit. But then came 2 weeks ago. That is when I had my operation, and I was supposed to have this specific episode of the podcast. Here comes the day of the operation. At first I thought, okay, just let him knock me out, let me drop trow, and just get this over with. No, it's not like that at the hospital. As soon as I went into the pre-operating room, I had to change into the traditional, or, you know, those hospital gowns they had to strip down for. I had to get into that, and A doctor came in. He asked me a bunch of questions that I already had the answers to. And I never thought they would do this, but they gave me the IV. And let me tell you, folks, I hate needles. I mean, I freaking hate them. And I had a couple shots before I had the operation, and the IV was the worst. I mean, I'm starting to get used to needles now, but still, I freaking hate them. Then after a little, then just sitting down my big lazy boy-esque hospital chair, and you know, just sitting back and watching TV just for the operation, and also getting a bunch of other meds flowing through the IV, it was time for my operation. I went into the pre-operating room along with a bunch of other people who were just about to have their operations, and fortunately my mother was alongside me just for moral support. And then afterwards, I went to the operating room, which is freaking freezing, you know, not all that nervous because I'll not even feel a thing. And then I went to the operating room and I got the anesthetic. And I went out in 23 seconds as soon as they put the mask on. They start pumping me with drugs. Sweet, sweet drugs. And then after 23 seconds, I completely blacked out. Couldn't even remember a darn thing. The next thing I remember, I just woke up in the post-operating room with a sock missing. I don't know how the sock fell off, but it did. And then I went to one of the hospital rooms with a huge pad on my butt. And actually, you know, I can't believe I also forgot what kind of cyst it was. It was a pollen-diel cyst. And probably a lot of you know someone, or you probably had this. But in case you don't know what it is, it's kind of like, you know, almost like a sore in the upper region, like in the very low region of the back, just right around the tailbone. And it was also part of a series of other cysts that I had. I just don't want to get too much into the gory details. Anyway, back to what I am now. I'm just, you know, feeling a little nauseated from standing up after lying down for a lot, and you know, and also I've been pumped up with anesthetic. And I just sat down there for a little while, just trying to relax and think that it's all over, until I find out what they actually did. I know a lot of you probably never heard of this, but chances are, when you meet up with a bully, they'll probably say to you, "I'm gonna tear you a new a-hole, punk." You know what they did? They did the exact same thing. They tore me a new a-hole. I know it sounds a little funny, but that's true. And anyway, I went back home, and you know, with the diaper feeling pad on my butt, and you know, I had to lie in my bed. I was able to relax a little bit. I got my computer. I have a television with cable TV, and I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to relax. Then came the next day, when my surgeon has to teach my parents how to change the bandage, because they can't really put stitches on it because the body actually heals itself. And fortunately, I could not see what they really done to my butt. But I had taken a little peek, just a tiny little peek, and I just don't want to see anything, and also, I'm trying not to get too much into the gory, sickening deals, because I do not want any of my listeners to puke their guts out going, "Rah! Rah!" Yeah, something like that. But once again, I'm trying not to get too much into the gory details, but I'll try to keep this clean and family-friendly as possible. Now, the first band has changed. I couldn't really feel too much because they numb me up to oblivion. I still don't know how I managed, you know, how painkillers managed to last 24 hours, but I couldn't really feel anything. But then came later that night. It's something I really, really want to like forget, because when they try to replace gauze from a open wound, it was painful, and the pain just keeps on. Well, it is getting a little better, but still the pain is unbearable. And even Vicodin, the painkiller of them all, doesn't really do squat. And if it does do something, I couldn't really feel it because it still hurts. Jeez, I had to bite my pillow and scream at the top of my lungs. Thank God it's not as bad as it is now. Jeez, and also, once again, I'm trying not to get too much into the gore details. I'm sorry I'm repeating myself here, but I'm just trying to remind myself not to get too much into the gory details of this whole thing, but it is kind of sickening when you really think about it or when someone really describes it to you, but, you know, it's just something I had to do sooner or later before it gets a lot worse and I can't even sit. But between changing bandages and taking painkillers and other medications, to be honest, I'm pretty much relaxed. I'm laying on my side, and I'm watching a bunch of DVDs that I have, and some DVDs that I recently bought that have been out for quite a long time, but I kind of hesitated buying them, which include My Dementia Season 1, which is a pretty good DVD set, and Excel Saga, which is a pretty messed up anime, I gotta tell you. If you heard about it, you should check it out, or search for it on YouTube, or some sort of, you know, some other sites, and just find out more information on Excel Saga, or even read the manga. But still, I'm just lying on my side and listening to podcasts and pretty much everything else. And that's pretty much what my life is so far for the next couple weeks. And also besides just upgrading my computer, watching television, and, you know, just a whole bunch of other stuff. I was just trying to relax, because what I go through every morning and every night for the past couple weeks was painful. Ah! Yeesh. But fortunately, it's not as bad as it's actually getting a lot more comfortable. I'm actually sitting now in a very comfortable position. And, you know, the wound is just closing up really fast. I'm hoping before school starts, it'll fully close up, and all I gotta do is just put like a small bandage on it every day, and, you know, just something simple, so I don't have to go home every night. I don't have to go home every night and, you know, change the bandages there and then go back to school. But other than that, that's pretty much it. And a little word of advice about, you know, if you have something like this, if you can't sit, or if you have some, or you have, like, you know, something that you think is a pimple that keeps on popping every day, get it checked, because it could be a pollenidal cyst. And that's all I gotta say. And also, I want to thank my parents for helping me out, you know, for taking care of me throughout this whole thing, and my family and friends for supporting me and, you know, giving me some nice gifts and get well cards and all this other stuff. And I didn't really want it, but I can't really do anything about it. So yeah, I'm also sorry for, you know, blowing to the mic, but I'm actually really happy for everyone that's supporting me through all of this. And and, you know, if you want to send me, you know, like, get well, or, you know, or anything else, just email me at silverwolf2006@gmail.com, and I'll reply either through this podcast or through email. And thank you so much for your support. And even though you can't really send me an email, you're just, you know, thinking about me in some other way through either MySpace or your thoughts, thank you very much. It's really heartwarming for me to know that there could be some people that could really care, because if you go through this yourself, you'll know the pain I'm going through. You'll be just like Oprah. I feel the hurt. I feel the hurt. You know, that kind of thing. Now, alright, let's just get out of this whole pollen down cyst thing. I'm doing fine. The cyst is closing up. The wound is getting better. And yeah, let's just get out of this whole subject. And let me get into some of my favorite links and podcasts. Alright. First off, these are also from the, all these, like, about half of these links I'm going to describe come from the Page a Day 365 Wacky Websites Page a Day calendar. And I actually tore through most of the page. I went through some of the pages for the past couple weeks, and so far I found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 interesting websites they should go. But right now I'm just going to talk about three of them right now, because I have two other podcasts and links that I gotta talk about, and some other interesting prizes for our milestone episode. First off, it's a collection of really, really old computers, roughly around the era of 1980. Yeah, now, when you look at these advertisements, and even though they're not really in English, but they're real, but they do give you an idea of what computers were like back in the 80s. But what I want you to do is that go to 1000bit.net, that's 1000bit.net /adverts, adverts.asp, and look at your computer they have right now and compare it to what computers were like back in the 1980s. And also, if you have, like, you know, very young relatives or friends, or you know kids that are born like in 1990, like around 1990, show them these pictures and just look at their face and just, you know, I haven't really tested this out on my little cousins, but you know, just let them look at those computers and they'll go, were those computers back in the 1980s? Wow, they're big and very slow. And also, there's a few other, like, there's also some things that you might not know. Like, for example, Sega had one of these kinds of computers called the SC-3000. And it's really like one of their first computer/gaming systems before they had the Master System and the Genesis and the 32X and the Sega CD and the Dreamcast, and that's actually pretty much it. And also the Game Gear too. And also, there's a couple advertisements with Bill Cosby. You know, Bill Cosby. You see, the kids, they listen to the rap music that gives them the brain damage, with their hip bending, their hop bending, so they don't know what the jazz is all about. You see, jazz is like Jell-O pudding. No, wait, it's more like Kodak film. No, it's like the new Coke. It'll be around forever. Where did that come from? Did I just imitate Bill Cosby? Anyway, next link, everyhit.com/dates. This is like one of those, headlines from when you were born kind of thing. But instead of headlines, it's actually number one hit singles. I just looked up on my day, March 28th, 1986, and the number one single was Cliff Richard and the Young Ones, featuring Hank Marvin, Living Doll. I never heard the song myself, but you know, if it was number one, it has to be good. But yeah, but also from that page, you can look at other years that you were of, you know, for example, 1987, March 28th, 1987, Mel and Kim, Respectable. 1989, Madonna, Like a Prayer, and, you know, just a few other, actually from, like, for example, my date, 1986 to today, and even though you might not know some of these bands, note that this website is actually from the UK, so you might not know every single author or musician on this list. Like, for example, who the heck is Dupe? Who the heck is Dupe? Well, like I said before, UK or United Kingdom. So I'm just still looking at this website right now. And also, it also explains some stars that were born on my date. For example, Cheryl James, aka Salt from Salt and Peppa, was born. And also, Reba McEntire? I did not know that. So, yeah, it's a really fun website. And, you know, if you want to know the number one single, when you were born, and of the past 20 or so years, or depending on what day you were born, you can actually look at the other number one hits. And finally, for websites, the website is blackdiamondvocals.com. Now, actually, on the page here, it says blackdiamondvocals.com/home.cfm. And what this website is actually is the homepage of a Neil Diamond impersonator. And why is he called the Black Diamond? Well, he's African American. But yeah, you know, I'm not saying anything here, but he actually sounds pretty good. I mean, I just downloaded something they had on his website, and let me just play a little bit for you, just see, like, just so I can show you how good this guy is. That was Theron Denson, the Black Neil Diamond. And let me tell you, he does really sound a lot like Neil Diamond. And I just gotta say, that was a pretty darn good impersonation of a really great singer. And even though I'm more into rock, but you know, you just can't get enough of that one song, especially around the 4th of July. And I wish I knew about this website sooner so I can actually play that song during the 4th of July, but next year I'll play the song again, because, you know, that's a really good song. I just gotta say, that's a really, really good song. But anyway, I got a lot more interesting websites to show you, but right now I was just telling you about these three. The links will be in the show notes and my blog at maw345.blogspot.com, and you can go to the websites from there. And now let me talk about some of these other podcasts I listen to. And you know, I just want to talk about these two particular podcasts. I had talked about them before, but let me talk to you about them again. The first one, this is actually referring to an email I received from the Meandering Mouse, aka Jeff from Houston. And to be honest, I originally just sent him a voice tag for an upcoming show, and he just sent me this email back, and it wasn't just saying thanks for the intro, I'll use it in a future, you know, future show, thanks for listening, yeah, but he actually listens to this podcast, which is a really which is really a big honor for me. And he writes, "Thanks, Silverwolf. I actually listened to your latest podcast in order to check it out. I was really interested to hear the review of Big Brain Academy, as I was considering getting it for my DS. Anyways, go work on the podcast. I really like personal audio blogs and subscribe to many of them. It's an interesting little window on someone's life." You know, just reading this again is really, you know, really bringing down my spirits again. And his other email, I think it was probably, he probably listened to one of my other podcasts or something else like that. He laughed his butt off and said, "You sound angry as heck," but that's also what I'm going to get to for, like, you know, for changes in this podcast, but that's a little bit later. And if you want to know more information on the Meandering Mouse and Jeff from Houston and the Meandering Mouse podcast, go to meanderingmouse.com and you can subscribe to his podcast and even be a part of the Disney Podcast Network, which is a huge forum featuring some of the best Disney podcasts that I have ever listened to in my life. You got Trapped on Vacation, you got Bringing Disneyland Home, you got Beyond Main Street, Micecast, Zippity Doo Pod, Big D, Character Breakfast, Park Hopping, Extinct Attractions, and another one which I'll get to in a bit. But I'm also a very proud member of this forum. My ID is Silverwolf2006. You can join up at DisneyPodcastNet.com and just have fun and, you know, listen to these great podcasts that are listed on this website, on this forum. And yeah, they're just terrific websites. And thanks again, once again, Jeff from Houston, for listening to my podcast and actually supporting me and all that. And so yeah, I just want to thank Jeff from Houston again. And also, there's also one other podcast that I listen to that's on the Disney Podcast Network, and they recently added a few months ago. I've been meaning to play this for a while, but this is actually the perfect time to play it. It's a promotion for one of my personal favorite podcasts. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Gray.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
I have a lot of only at Disneyland memories.
I think it probably has something to do with the emotional music combined with love of family, combined with outstanding human vision and achievement.
It's those kind of things that I remember most about the park that only Disneyland can offer in the Disneyland world.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.
That was a promotion for the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast. It's probably one of the best Disney podcasts available on the internet. They take requests. They go to Disney parks, and every single sound bit they play on that show is in stereo. So headphones are highly suggested for the show, as well as, well, I can't believe I forgot this, but also the Meandering Mouse is in stereo. But Windows to the Magic is a really great website. It's a really great podcast. I have written to them a couple, given them a voicemail and written to them, and I actually requested a song, a couple songs from them, and it's just a really great site and podcast hosted by Paul Barry and Patrick Hurd. Sometimes you also got a few other interesting people part of the podcast. There's also videos, and it's such a really, really nice podcast. And they also just celebrated its 1 year anniversary. So for being in a podcast for a year, like right now, it's really, really amazing, because podcasting is, it's just starting to boom up into a huge profitable thing. And it's just a really fun podcast to listen to, especially for the Where in the Park games that Paul Barry throws in once in a while, where he starts in the Esplanade, which is between Disney's California Adventure and Disneyland, and he goes right through one of the gates, and you have to find out where he is. It's a really fun game to play, and once again, the podcast is fantastic. Great sound, great audio, great material. It's such an amazing podcast, and once again, it's also part of the Disney Podcast Network, and actually every single one of those podcasts are great podcasts. They're fun to listen to. If you're a Disney fan, you'll definitely love them, and they're also a great way to prepare yourself for an upcoming Disney vacation, either in Tokyo or in Orlando, or even California, and Paris, and Hong Kong, and that's pretty much it. And also gave me both those podcasts gave me an inspiration for something that I might do in the spring of 2007. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because it's going to be a nice surprise, especially for this podcast. And also, I'm not really too sure if I can do this or not, but in 2007, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. Other than that, I want to thank the Meandering Mouse once again for supporting this podcast, and also Window to the Magic for being 1 year old, and also the entire podcast network. It's a great community. Sign up at DisneyPodcastNet.com. I'll also post that up on the link, and also Meandering Mouse and Window to the Magic, all in the show notes. All these links are going to be in the freaking show notes on my blog at maw345.blogspot.com. Boy, I'm getting tired of saying that. Anyway, now let me rant a little bit on the recent changes to E3, also known as the Electronic Entertainment Expo. For those of you who don't know what E3 is, E3 is short for the Electronic Entertainment Expo, and every year, it's kind of like the draft of a certain sports team, like the NFL draft or the NBA draft, because what it is, it's actually, it's kind of like the big video game companies just showing up what they have in store for the next few months, or maybe in the next couple, year or two. And not too long ago, the ESA, or Entertainment Software Association, has announced the downsizing of E3. I'm guessing because E3 was a little bit too big this year, and what they're going to do is that instead of having, certain areas have, having certain areas devoted to like certain press conferences, and then everything at the Los Angeles Convention Center, you're now gonna move it to hotels in the Los Angeles area, which is Not... I can see the benefits to all this, but it's just not really... It just doesn't seem right. And what E3 was, it's just like a bunch of reporters and retailers and like a lot of people going through the E3 floor, playing all these demos, checking out the press conferences, and seeing what's in store, and, you know, just playing all the fun games that they have there, and also trying to get the numbers of the booth babes, but that's besides the point. You know, I can see the benefit, once again, I can see the benefits towards downsizing E3, because it'll be invitation only, it'll just be the press, and also with the new date to in when they're going to move E3 into July, it's going to give developers more time to create more content for their games, so I can definitely see the benefit of that, but, you know, I'm guessing we just need to wait till next, like, you know, the E3 2007, see how this whole new idea of E3 is going to play out, but, you know, it's just not going to seem right, and, you know, if it does work, and, you know, we might accept it for what it is now, but if it doesn't work, I don't know what to think, but we'll just find out next year. So, yeah. Anyways, switching topics. Since this is a milestone episode and I've been, you know, been doing 10 podcasts, you know, I have been thinking a lot. And I think I might need to make a few changes around here. Actually, they're not really changes, but they're more like resolutions for this podcast. For example, I know, like, in the first couple episodes that I did, I kind of yelled a lot because it was, well, actually, I also yelled earlier, but I was just trying to be, actually, when I yell, I just try to be funny sometimes, but to be honest, for the rest of the podcast, I'll try not to yell too much. I'll probably yell for comedic reasons, but I'll try not to yell too much, because, you know, some people might be a little bit scared if I yell, or something like that. It's just, even though it's, and also, when I yell, it just proves how much this thing either angers me or annoys me, but, no, I'll just probably mostly just yell for comedic reasons. Like, I'll probably be screaming in pain, or, you know, just try to be funny. Also, I'll share more fun links, like I will next week and in the future, and I wish I could share more links with you in the past, but now it's almost like a necessity for this podcast. Even though I have been doing this, like, even though I have been sharing links for a couple episodes, but I think it's also become a necessity now. Also, I'll try to use the digital voice recorder more often, especially since I bought a brand new clip, like, you know, mini clip microphone that records, I think it records in stereo sound. I haven't fully tested it yet, but it looks like it does, do stereo sound. I'm not too sure I haven't fully tested it out in a field or something like that, but it'll also be more, it'll definitely be used a lot in the spring of 2007, or in 2007. So that's another little teaser for 2007. Oh, what is he going to do in 2007? Oh man, I can't wait! I'll tell you if I get in. Get into what? You have to find out. Probably later this month, or probably, you know, in the future. I just don't know. Bum, 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 bum. Anyway, also, I'll try to do more rants, and, you know, just more rants, more reviews, more personal opinions on stuff, and just a whole bunch of stuff. And also, I'll try to push this, you know, I'll try to advertise this podcast a little bit more. Like, for example, I'm currently thinking of doing a promotion or two for this podcast, and I'll make one up, probably not no longer than a minute long, and also probably some voice acting demos, because I am, you know, and it's like I always want to be a voice actor for pretty much anything, anything Flash or cartoons or Disney, or you know, yeah, I just want to be a voice caster for, once again, Flash, cartoons for Warner Brothers, or Hanna-Barbera, or Disney! Yeah, anyway, I'll just try to do more promotionals. Like, for example, I just signed up for two very cool podcasting sites, Podcast Pickle and Blueberry. You can check out a whole bunch of podcasts there, including my own. And also, I'll try to be spreading the word on another podcast called Switchback. I'm part of the Blue Man Library forums. I'm a very proud member there as well. And did I say Wells? Anyway, I'm a very proud member of that forum over there at BlueManLibrary.com. I signed up to be part of a Switchback podcast, and besides just talking about Blue Man Group and, you know, what got me into Blue Man Group and all this stuff, I might sneak in a couple plugs for this podcast. So I really want to push this podcast, yet I also don't want to have, like, you know, advertising, because even though money is good, but I don't really need money for this podcast, because everything that I have for this podcast is at little or no cost. The hosting is free. The publishing is free. This software, Audacity, I use is free. This microphone cost me no more than $15. The lapel microphone I got for like $12. The voice recorder I got as a gift. You know, money is good, but I don't really need it for this podcast. So I'll try not to get too much into saying, buy this today! You know, that kind of thing. But, so yeah, in the near future, probably within the next couple weeks, I'll be on an episode of Switchback. And I'll also post a link to BlueManLibrary.com on the show notes, so you can check out the Blue Man Library and the pot and Switchback and the Blue Man Library forums, and, you know, just check it out. It's a really interesting website. So yeah, I have a bunch of links upon the blog, mew345.blogspot.com, and this has been a very, very long episode, and finally it's going to come to an end. And I've been working on this. I've been working on this episode for a long time. But anyway, it's time for me to say goodbye to all my friends and family, and come back hopefully the week after next. And yeah, we are done. I'm gonna have Raleigh do all the closing announcements of how you can contact me, what sites you can visit, and where the music come from. And yeah, this has been episode 10. It's a milestone. I'm very proud of myself. I am happy as a little girl, as Mike Myers would say, as that guy from Sprockets. I can't believe I forgot his name. Man, those old SNL skits were good. But SNL today, who are the writers of it? Jeez. Anyway, I'm just gonna stop right here, right now. I'll tell you when I'm on Switchback or anything else. And yeah, that's about it. I'm done. Why am I still talking? Raleigh, just play the music and let's get out of here. I'm done with this. Jeez, I'm done. I'm going. Jeez, my butt is stuck to the chair. Ah! Just Oh, all you gotta do is just click stop. See you real soon. And thanks for listening.
This has been the Civil Pilot Blog Podcast. Please visit mew345.blogspot.com for more information. You can email Civilwolf at civilwolf2006@gmail.com, subject podcast. You can also visit Civilwolf's MySpace at myspace.com/civilwolf2006. The music for this podcast comes from the PodSafe Music Network. Please visit them at music.podshow.com. Civilwolf's audio blog podcast is also mentioned on various podcasting websites, including the Podcast Pickle, Blueberry, and iTunes. Please visit them all at podcastpickle.com, blueberry.com, and itunes.com. For Civilwolf, this is Rolly the Announcer, saying we will see you the week after next.